Afternoon Distraction by Tasman64. It's Thursday afternoon, and the day draws to a close and brings me closer to the much longed for end of the work week. But at least I get to work from home and can relax as soon as I'm done, rather than dread the drive home. I'm on the last call for the day, and it's only 2:40. I scheduled the session to end at 3, and I'm looking forward to finishing early and relaxing. You come into my office and ask when I expect to finish. I mute the phone and tell you, "Oh, in about 20 minutes. Any more calls after this one?" "Nope, thank goodness."
"That is good," you reply.
As I stand at my desk, listening to the boring call, I feel you come up behind me. You wrap your arms around me in a surprise hug. I needed it. We haven't had much time to talk today, and I had to work through lunch. But just 16 minutes more on my call, and I can break for the day. Your hug lingers. As you start to let go, you slide your hands up my chest. Pulling me towards you, you whisper,
"I thought you might need a hug."
I mute my phone again and tell her she was right. Instead of letting go and leaving my office, your arms remain wrapped around me. You lightly rub the top part of my chest just below my shoulders, and I feel the stress begin to melt out of me. When you ask if that helps, I say, "Yes, it really helps me relax."
I'm thinking, what a great way to finish the call with a massage.
You continue to rub my chest and decide to go under my shirt. Your warm hands feel so good. "You're the best." As you massage, I notice that you are starting to focus more on my upper chest and pay special attention to my nipples. You giggle and whisper, "Thought this might feel good." It does feel good. And I get a little distracted from my call. "Stay focused," I reminded myself. "Only 9 minutes to go." You know exactly how to tease me. As you move your fingers around the edge of my nipples, I realize that I feel a tingle below. Now, there's no doubt you have my attention. Your fingertips brush across both nipples, and they start to get hard. You whisper,
"Oops, did that distract you from your call?"
I nod my head, trying to stay focused on what the people are saying, but you continue to touch my nipples and make them get harder. I'm thinking, "Oh my God, 6 minutes left on this call. How will I manage to stay focused?" You decide to make it even harder for me. With your thumb and first finger, you start to squeeze my nipples, tweaking them a little. I'm getting way more than a tingle down below, and close my eyes. There's no way I can ignore this. Now, less than 4 minutes remain on my call. You continue to massage my chest and my nipples, and it feels so amazing that I lose my train of thought. And you whisper in my ear again,
"Having trouble concentrating?"
I mute the phone. "It feels so good, but yes, it's hard to concentrate." You giggle again and reach down to feel the front of my pants.
"It's hard," you say. "How did that happen?"
I reach around and put my hands on your back, noticing that you don't have a top on. You are full of surprises. Then you start lifting my shirt and pull it over my head, tossing it on my desk, and you whisper,
"If I don't have a shirt on, then you can't have a shirt on either."
I can't argue with that logic, but with 2 minutes left on this call, I realize it's going to go past 3 o'clock. You reach back around and return your hands to my chest. I can feel your warm breast pressed against my back, and the sensation arouses me to stand at almost full attention. You start kissing my shoulders and press against me even tighter. With your soft kiss and warm arms around me, all I can think is, I hope this call ends soon because you're making me want you so badly. You're enjoying getting me turned on, knowing I can't do anything about it until this call is over. I can't really talk to you or turn around to kiss you. I'm not able to touch you the same way you're touching me. My only option is to stand there and wait for this call to end. I figure you'll stop teasing and just hold me until the call ends. But oh no, you decide to up the game. You reach down and slowly start undoing my belt. This is so unfair, I think. Maybe I should stop you, but I seem to be frozen. The other people on the call continue to talk, and I can only hope that they don't ask me any questions. While you work at my belt, I hear you laugh a little, and you whisper, "Bet you didn't expect to end the call this way, did you?" I shake my head no, still mesmerized by how you're making me feel and amazed by you. I'm so grateful you're my wife. At this point, I wish that I could bring the call to a close. But if I do, it will delay the project. So I remain on the phone and eagerly wait for the call to end. After my belt opens, you whisper, "Is your call almost over?" I nod my head, but I don't actually know how much longer. I assume you finished your teasing, but you bring your arms back up and you hug me again. But as you rub my chest, you slowly work your way back down and find the button on my jeans. I take a deep breath and think, she won't undo my jeans. But you open the button, and in one smooth movement, what now? I'm so turned on, but the call isn't ending. You enjoy this. I release my breath and you giggle because you know that I am all yours to tease until the call is over. "I think something wants out of your jeans," you whisper. Then you slide my zipper down until it stops at the bottom as you lift your hands and brush them lightly across me. You can tell I'm in full attention. "See? I told you it wanted to be free," you say. My heart pounds and I'm barely able to breathe. Someone on the phone asks if I'm okay with the plan. I have no idea what they've decided, but I squeak out yes anyway. The call is starting to wrap up and I'm so glad. I'm not sure how much more I can take of this amazing foreplay. Since my jean button is undone and the zipper unzipped, you decide that the pants should come off now. You slide them down slowly until they stop below my knees. They can't go further since I still have my shoes on. But that's okay with you because you're not done teasing. Both hands slide over my knees. And as you stand up, your hands move up one of my legs. Slowly you caress my skin. As you move to my inner thigh, when you get just below my private area, you follow the crease of my skin, brushing my scrotum as you go. A shiver runs through me and I wish you would go back. The call finally ends and I hang up and put my headset on my desk. You pull me back 3 or 4 steps and ask me to undo my shoes. So I bend over and start untying them. As I do, you put both hands on my hips and press your mound against my butt. As I loosen my laces, you start to move in circular motions against me. That feels so good to me, but I can tell it feels even better to you. I take off my shoes and push my jeans to the rest of the way down. As I step out 1 foot at a time, I move back towards you, pressing against you harder. It seems to make the angle better for you, and I can feel your mound starting to swell with excitement. I put my hands on my desk to keep from moving forward while you continue to turn us both on even more. The foreplay between us today has reached new heights. You amaze me with how you let go and enjoy our time together. Just when I think the foreplay's over, you surprise me again. With both hands, you slide my boxers down, leaving me completely naked. Then, you slide your shorts off so that we can feel each other's skin. You grab my butt cheeks in your palm and spread them apart. Pushing your mound against me, you slowly slide against each cheek with the lips of your vagina. You rub up along one cheek, then down the other. It feels so good to me. But I can tell from your light moans, it feels pretty good to you too. After the fifth or sixth circle, you pull back and spread my cheeks again. I feel myself open up to you completely. Then you slide your swollen clit against the inner skin of my butt. As you glide upward, your clit slip against my hole. It's so warm and amazing. I can tell you like it too because you're moaning even louder as you do it. Then you slide down again until your swollen clit is against my hole. You press in and hold it there for what seems like eternity. You pull back slightly and push again. I can feel your wetness and know by your moan how aroused this is getting you. As you press, I can feel your hips rock back and forth, creating an electric friction between us. Then you lean forward, and I can feel your breast on my back. "I want you inside me," you whisper. Your arms reach around me and pull me up. As I rise and turn around, your lips meet mine. Our mouths open, letting our tongues touch with passion. I put my arms around you and hold you close as we kiss intensely. I can feel your clit pressing against me, and it feels so good. You lift up on your toes, and my dick slips between your legs. The lips of your pussy feel like heaven as they wrap around me. You close your eyes and say, "Oh my, that feels so good." I move you back a few steps while staying in the sweet spot between your legs. My drafting chair is right behind you, and I lift you so you can sit in it. My lips don't leave yours, but as you sit down, you lean back a little and look into my eyes. I know what you want, so I back up, letting you wrap your legs around me and pull me back to you. As I move forward, I can feel my head touching your swollen lips. You tug me even closer, and my head disappears inside of you. As it does, you let out a loud moan. I continue to slide inside you until every inch of me is buried. Your hips rock slightly, my head hitting a spot inside you that makes you moan even more. You look at me, and your eyes lock as you move and make my dick rub in and around your deepest spots. An orgasm is starting to build inside you. Your legs pull me against you so that my pelvis rubs against your swollen clit. I grab your hips and pull you to me, driving even deeper, knowing I'm about to erupt. You close your eyes and say, "Yes, baby, right there." I pull back a little, then push with everything I have. I feel you start pulsing inside as your vagina explodes. Unable to hold back at the sensation I release so hard, you can feel it shoot deep inside you. I pulse as we continue to both come with such intensity. We kiss, both barely able to breathe. What a way to finish the day. It's the best afternoon distraction ever.